One of London's most famous landmarks, St. Paul's Cathedral, is dedicated to Christianity's first theologian and, after Jesus himself, arguably its true founder, the Apostle Paul. It was Paul who first took Christianity out of its Jewish-Palestinian setting and transformed it into a world-beater. It was Paul and his followers who created much of the Christianity we know today. A religion of salvation by faith in Jesus, a pre-existent divine being sent to earth by God to save us all from our sins. Much of the dogma that surrounds Jesus was created by Paul. Paul describes himself as the apostle to the Gentiles, or as we'd know them today, pagans. Paul was supremely practical in terms of converting non-believers. And he even admits in his letter to the Corinthians, I have become all things to all people, that I might win them to Christ. And what he meant by that was that he was willing to adapt and adjust himself to whatever circumstances he found himself. And if that meant a little bit of borrowing from pagan religion, then so be it. My search for the hidden Jesus has now brought me to the north of England, to the border of the Roman Empire, Hadrian's Wall. When Jesus first appeared 2,000 years ago, he was born into a world full of pagan gods. And if he was to survive, he would need to compete on their terms. And this could mean reworking some of the best ideas that had already existed for thousands of years. Just after the Second World War, there was an incredible series of archaeological discoveries in the UK. They revealed a network of Roman temples from London in the south to Hadrian's Wall in the north. They were dedicated to a pagan religion that existed at the same time as Christianity, and to a god who had striking similarities to Jesus, Mithras. Lindsay Allison-Jones is the director of the Museum of Antiquities at the University of Newcastle and an expert in the mystery cult of Mithras.
Oh, wow, this looks really well preserved.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Now, what could I have expected to see if it was in its original condition?
You probably wouldn't have seen very much at all because it was sunk right down. The worshippers of Mithras were trying to reconstruct, in a sense, the original cave of Mithras. So they wanted it dark, they wanted it subterranean. This would have been the doorway. You would have gone in through here. You would then come in through here into the actual temple itself. And you'd see in front of you the three altars there. And behind that, there would be a large relief showing Mithras killing the primeval bull. That was the act of creation for the worshippers of Mithras.
May he bring us help. May he bring us comfort. May he bring us joy. He, the awful and overpowering, worthy of sacrifice and prayer. Mithra, the lord of wide pastures.
And Mithras is a god to the good side, I presume, the light.
Yes, Mithras was the lord of light. He was basically attached to the sun god, who ordered Mithras to go and kill the primeval bull to release life force for the benefit of mankind.
That's interesting symbolism there. Yes. So you've got this powerful deity and then this kind of sub-deity who acts as a kind of saviour figure for humankind.
The rise of Mithras almost exactly parallels the rise of Jesus, although his origins could be much more ancient. Some say he was created by the Romans, others that he came from Persia and India.
Mithras was seen as a saviour god. He was unusual amongst the gods in that you weren't really trying to bribe him in quite the same way that they were trying to bribe some of the other deities to make sure that your life on earth was as comfortable as possible. Mithras was rare in that he actually offered you a life after death.
So if Mithras predated Jesus and is also a saviour god who offered his followers a life after death, did Christianity steal these ideas?
It was a mystery cult. We certainly know that they were having ritual meals. It seems to have been a fairly basic feast. based largely on the chickens, on bread and on wine.
Bread and wine.
Bread and wine, yes.
You know, it's got similarities with early Christianity, the sense of feasting, the sense of discipline. You don't have to appease the deity. You work at things for your own good. There's a deity who is a god of light, who is sent by a major deity to kill his nemesis in order to redeem and save the world.
Yes, the early Christian fathers, who wrote a lot, were very upset about Mithraism. They thought that Mithraism was parodying Christianity.
This so infuriated many early Christians that they felt they had to publicly denounce Mithras and his worshippers. One 4th century Christian writer, Ambrosiaster, tried to demonize their secret rituals.
What travesty is it then that they enact in the cave with veiled faces? For they cover their eyes, lest their deeds of shame should revolt them. Some, like birds, flap their wings, imitating the raven's cry. Others roar like lions. Others bind their hands with the entrails of fowls and fling themselves down over pits full of water. What shameful mockeries for men who call themselves wise.
Another early church father, Justin Martyr, tried to claim it was Mithras who was copying Jesus.
Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, said, "This do ye in remembrance of me, this is my body." And having taken the cup and given thanks, he said, "This is my blood," and gave it to them alone, which the wicked devils have imitated in the mysteries of Mithras.
The problem for Christians was that the similarities did not stop there. One tradition claims Mithras even had a virgin birth.
Mithras, there are two stories, one that he was born from the living rock and the other that he was born from the cosmic egg.
So there is potentially a crossing of ideas and even potentially a merging of ideas between Mithras and early Christianity. Potentially.
There is even a story that Mithras's birth was witnessed by shepherds watching their sheep, but that again is a much later story, and you don't know whether at this point Christianity and Mithraism is all getting rather intertwined and it's getting confused.
Mithras was a pagan god with a story, a purpose, and elements of ritual very similar to that of Jesus, but one whose origins could predate him by thousands of years.
But the fact is that Mithraism failed to survive, and it was Christianity that conquered the Roman Empire. But we do know that early Christian fathers were very worried about the similarities between Christianity and Mithraism, especially the charge that Christianity borrowed many of its ideas from this pagan cult. So when paganism was officially outlawed, particular animosity was shown towards Mithraism. Many of its temples were destroyed, and others had churches built on top of them. But Mithraism did leave one mark on Christianity. When later church fathers were deciding what anniversary to celebrate the birthday of Jesus, they chose December the 25th, the winter solstice, which also happens to be the birthday of Mithras.